Sunny day. Rain's coming back in Friday. 20% chance of showers. High 56, low 46. 100% chance of showers on Saturday. High 58, low about 44. Sunday, decreasing, but still a chance. High 47, low of about 29. 75, I've seen worse, but from Wade Green to right past the 575-75 merge, you will be just pumping the brakes.
I think schools got back in yesterday, probably.
Yeah.
After teacher days. Usually they have a teacher day.
How depressing. For some kids, just tell, you know.
Yeah, well, it happens. Everybody has to jump back in. That's why I'm here, right?
That's why you're here.
No more vacation.
Okay, everybody, it's Melissa Haneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
Okay, so it's been a couple weeks now. Right after we got off the air, or a couple days after, the last time I was here, Ted Cruz came to town. Mm-hmm. And we went to this rally in Cobb County, and we've got a really great video and some great pictures. So go check it out on georgiapolitics.org. It's on our video page and our YouTube page, and then the photos are on the photo page. So
that guy's starting to scare people. You know,
he is not.
Donald Trump is speaking out against him now.
Donald Trump is scared because his poll numbers are up. So as far as actually scaring people, I don't think he's actually scaring people. I think it's scaring the other candidates that his poll numbers are up.
But a lot of people look at it. What scares them about Ted Cruz is just he's a hardcore fundamentalist.
Wait. Yeah. What scares people is because he really means it?
No, they think he could be just like
Ronald Reagan?
Not like Ronald Reagan.
He really is.
No, he could be like the Taliban or something.
Oh, give me a break. Are you talking about leftist fears?
Yes, I'm talking about leftist. I'm talking about he could be up there.
I think he would be great. Look, go watch the video and listen to what he has to say, and I think you'll be less scared.
He's a conservative. No, he's not just a conservative.
Yes,
how come the conservatives don't like him?
Conservatives do like him.
No.
The establishment is scared.
The establishment.
Okay, the establishment are not conservative. You name me an establishment. John McCain, he's not conservative. Lindsey Graham, he's not conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush, he's definitely not conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Tell me a conservative that's actually afraid of the man. I don't know one. Most of the conservative people I know around here are at least leaning towards supporting him. I mean, who's scary is Trump. I think he's pretty scary.
I think if Ted Cruz wins, he'll have people praying an hour a day every morning, and he's just he'll be just
what's
like,
wrong with that?
It'll just be like Iran.
He'll do that in his office, like
they do in Saudi Arabia.
Why are we afraid of prayer?
We're not afraid of, but I mean,
he's not going to force anybody to do that. What? See, you buy into this leftist mentality that conservatives want to force you to do everything when it's leftists that want to control whether you use air conditioner or not. Because of the planet. I mean, look, step outside. We don't need air condition right now. But in the summer, they're going to want to turn your air condition off because of, you know, global warming. So let's not play this. Ted Cruz is going to make everybody pray every day. And he's not going to make you do anything because he understands the Constitution. But anyway, go watch the video.
Okay. Where can I see the video?
GeorgiaPolitics.org. Okay. Right on our video page or YouTube. Let's deal with a little state issues right now. They're getting ready to go back into session next Monday or Tuesday, whichever day the 11th is. I haven't looked at a calendar. You know, I'm still kind of on vacation time, so I'm not even completely sure what day today is. But his first term was all focused, or the governor is focusing on his last 3 years. He had last year. He got back in after the 2014 election, and so he's got 3 years left before he's gone. And so first term, he was focused on criminal justice reform, and this term, he's focused on education reform. He's had a little panel that went around the state talking about what they want to do, and the QBE formula is radically outdated. It's I think that was a formula that was put in by local governor Joe Frank Harris way back in the 80s. It's never been fully funded. I mean, it's really hard to figure out a fair and equitable and common sense way to fund school systems because they're all different sizes, they're all different demographics. And people, I mean, in my opinion, money should follow the child, and then they have to compete for the dollars, and then you've got it. But the governor wants to get rid of merit pay for teachers, or to turn it to merit pay for teachers and get rid of the system we have now. Right now, teachers get paid on a state, they make a state scale that is based on your, what degree you have and how many years experience. And they usually go in step increases, like say you go from 5 to 6 years, you get a little bit of an increase. They want to change it to merit pay. The danger there, and I think there's some merit in the arguments against it, is that what are they going to base it on?
How many people you pass? How many
test scores?
Yeah, test scores.
Okay, so we heard what happened in Atlanta with the test cheating scandal. I think they were giving bonuses for test scores.
So an honest teacher might do what might not do as well.
Right, and you know, so there's going to be a lot of pressure on the teachers to have good test scores so they can get those bonuses, or on a teacher who wants to get a raise who hasn't had a raise, whereas before it was automatic. I mean, I don't think either system is good, but I think they're going to have a tough sell trying to, with the Atlanta cheating, I think that's going to be the big, you know, and Daugherty County had some cheating also. They're not the only ones, but those are the two biggest. I think you're going to have a lot of teachers even that are horrified by the idea, especially the honest ones, of how, you know, teacher next door is going to give out prizes and point to the right answers, or, you know, even go in and take the test forms and erase them, or who knows. They're doing a lot of online testing now, so I don't know how that would work, as far as it would probably be a little harder to cheat, although they could still point at a screen. I mean, you know, there are multiple ways. People come up with ways to make sure they get what they want. So I think this is going to be kind of dicey. We'll see how it goes. And now the funding formula, that's kind of, it is outdated, but I don't really, it's a very complicated issue. It's kind of hard to understand how it all works.
You know, another thing I see that the governor's focusing on right now is letting in the refugees.
Oh, speaking of that, that was my next page. You must have read my mind.
Well, I saw that he caved.
But he changed his mind.
But he didn't have a choice, so it didn't sound
he
like.
He didn't. He asked the Attorney General's opinion, and Attorney General Owens came out with an opinion that basically the money that, you know, the food stamps and all the things that they give refugees is federally funded. So what he basically said is there's no way to carve out a type of refugee and the state say no to those particular refugees. So he reversed course, and I can understand why people are upset about the Syrian refugees. I think people don't trust the federal government, and they don't trust Obama administration to actually vet the refugees and make sure that the ones that are coming in really are, you know, widows and orphans and people you don't have to be afraid of. But most of them aren't. There are a lot of single men that are coming in. However, Congress is actually working on this. They've passed some, or I think it's either passed already in the House or it's coming up, where they're trying to crack down on the vetting process and the visa waiver program. Apparently there's certain number of countries where you can just, if you have a visa from certain countries, you can just hop on a plane for 90 days or get a visa waiver, no questions asked. And then we know that one of our biggest problems is people who overstay their visas, who get in here on a tourist visa or something, and then they just disappear. And we have a lot of those that we don't track.
It sounds to me, what I'm reading, the refugees are vetted big time.
No, they're not.
Big time.
It might take years
to get here.
No, because they don't.
Whereas anything else, they're not being vetted at all.
I don't think they actually, do you really trust these people? The Obama administration? Look.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the airport?
Yes, I did.
You met a TSA agent?
Yes, I did.
Come on.
I mean, we have not
really?
had a major terror attack.
Wait. We've not had a major terror. You don't consider San Bernardino to be major? That was pretty major. I mean, just because it's not thousands doesn't mean it's not big.
Right.
We've had a lot of these little incidents.
We haven't had a biggie since 2014.
We've had a lot of little incidents, and Obama is afraid to call them acts of Islamic terror. So there's more than you're admitting to when you add it all together. More than we had under Bush when you take out the sheer number of 9/11. And I'd like to blame Bill Clinton and his policies for leading us to that, but you don't want to hear that.
Republicans and Democrats agree that Bill Clinton is probably one of the greatest presidents.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Mr. Womanizer. I can't wait till he's first.
Leave that out.
Bad character.
Okay, but great president.
No, not even a good president.
All right, we're going to take a break. Right back.
Fox Country.
I'm
Shuffleino, Craig Strickland's wife, Helen, has issued statements regarding the news that his body was found posting on her Instagram. We can finally rest knowing that he is at home in heaven with his father. The night of the accident, he had fought his way out of the water and up a hill before the stages of hypothermia set in. He experienced no pain in his final moments and simply felt like he was falling asleep. Strickland and his friend Chase Moreland had been missing since December 27th when they encountered extreme weather while duck hunting. Moreland's body was found on the 28th. Chris Stapleton hits the Saturday Night Live stage January 16th. The NBC show is hosted by Star Wars villain Adam Driver. Stapleton was also announced as part of the bill at Coachella in April. He will stay in California as he's playing Stagecoach, the promoter's sister event, the following weekend. Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and the Chief, Eric Church, headline that festival. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. Many have felt the pain of an achy, breaky heart, but now scientists want to know why others suffer from broken heart syndrome, a mysterious ailment which mimics a heart attack but doesn't appear to be a coronary artery disease. A small study recently subjected 20 women to a host of tests designed to bring on physical and mental stress. In seeking a common thread among the 10 women in the group who had experienced an attack of broken heart syndrome, doctors came to suspect that they each suffered from an impaired parasympathetic nervous system, the part of the nervous system responsible for helping the body calm down. The study led to strikingly different conclusions from what had previously been suspected. It also led experts to believe that the secret to mending a broken heart may lie in breathing and other relaxation techniques, such as yoga and meditation. They believe it should be tested for preventing broken heart syndrome. The syndrome most often affects women in their 60s or older and is brought on by strong emotions like grief, anger, and anxiety. A trigger could be an illness or death. For more on this story, check foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News.
Securing America.
The list of 17 detainees who will be released from U.S. custody at Guantanamo Bay and transferred to another country is on a close hold because Fox News is told the men include al-Qaeda followers and some were assessed to be significant terrorists during the Bush administration. A source who has seen the list says the administration will not identify the men until they're transferred out of Guantanamo. Charles Stimson with the Heritage Foundation says the way lawmakers respond to the president's executive action on guns may actually impact Guantanamo's future.
How this Congress reacts to the administration on his executive action on gun control will tell the administration once again how they are likely to react if he just closes Gitmo by fiat. Because if they do nothing, if they just make a bunch of speeches, then they know that there's no there there.
Once the 17 detainees are transferred from Guantanamo, the total left will be below 100. In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
Hey, this is Tim. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number 770-382-4652. Be the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street.
Welcome here if you want to participate or add anything or make a comment. 770-382-1270, 770-382-1270, 8:21 minutes after 8, 28 degrees outside, that's what I show. High today is going to be around 49 degrees, sunny day, overnight about 30. Take a look at your commute. Just that one bad area right there where it all comes together, 575 and...
Pretty typical.
Yep, Chastain Road. Chastain Road, you're going to start riding the brakes, and you'd be riding them all the way down to about North Marietta Parkway. Everybody, it's Melissa Honecke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we were talking about state and how the legislature is coming back next week. You know that they can't raise money during the General Assembly, right?
No, I don't know.
Okay, they're not allowed to raise money. Any of the state constitutional officers or our state Senate and state House members, they are not allowed to raise a dime, so...
Political money, you mean run for office?
Right. Campaign contributions, they have to stop. So this is fundraising week. Now, they changed it. I don't know if they changed the reporting period to the end of January because of this, so... You know, if you were a legislator, it used to be a December 31st reporting and then not again until, like, March, and qualifying's in March now. So I can see where you would raise all your money during that week after December 31st and before the legislature started, because you don't have to report it until after. But they changed it to January 31st, which I think is actually a better thing. So you can see what they raised right before the session started.
Yeah.
But any challenger who's not in one of those elected positions can go ahead and keep raising money while they're in session. So I got this out of the Rome News Tribune. I did not go look up the rest of our legislators, but as of the last reporting period last June, Senator Hufstetler had $47,745 in the bank with a debt of $10,000. I don't know what that's about, but he didn't have any challengers last time. And he reported taking in no campaign donations between January 31st and June 30th last year. And Representative Christian Coomer had $8,052 on hand after accepting $2,750 earmarked for the 2016 primary.
He's not raising much money.
You know, I have a feeling that maybe he was named transportation chair after that, I believe. Or no.
He's getting ready to be named to something?
Maybe, no. Maybe I'm getting him confused with Senator Thompson. Senator Thompson just got a chairmanship.
Okay.
I haven't looked any of this up, so I don't know. I mean, Christian Coomer didn't have an opponent last time either. So I would assume, unless they hear that they have, I mean, if you were going to challenge, you would have to already be taking in money, and you have to file that. And like I said, I probably should look it up and see if anybody filed an intent to raise money, or, you know, an intent to qualify, or whatever it is. You have to file paperwork before you can take money. So I haven't looked that up, but, you know, we'll see. Yeah, $8,000 isn't very much, but I'm pretty sure he's a chairman. So, you know, I'm expecting that there will be some money flowing in just
He's got nothing to worry about anyway.
Oh, and congratulations to Representative Coomer and his wife Heidi. They're expecting another baby.
Ooh,
so
nice.
It'll be a big year for them.
Yes.
Remember Senator Heath, who used to represent Bartow County,
yes,
Cartersville?
Good guy.
He is a good guy, and I really like him, and I,
yes,
think people around here miss him. But he is trying to push a constitutional amendment that basically requires them to have at least a day to read the bills before they vote on them, because of all that stuff that happened at the end of last year's session.
Right.
I think it's a good idea. And now he is one who he's committed to, if he hasn't read it, he's voting no, because he doesn't know what's in it. He's not going to pass something if he doesn't know what's in it. If it's so fast that he, you know, at the end of the session where they scramble to do conference committee changes, and then they throw this stuff like that hotel motel tax they tacked on the last 5 minutes,
mm-hmm,
last year, he's going to vote no.
I think that's their excuse, though, of politicians. Well, they didn't give me time to read it, so we needed the budget, or we needed this.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, and we needed, so I had to do it. Both parties do it. So you have an excuse.
Exactly.
Well, I had to sign it. Now they're taking away, they want to take away that excuse.
Well, and Bill Heath, and there's probably only a handful of legislators who have the ethical code that's strong enough to say, yes, we need to do this, even if, you know.
I would think people would vote against it, though, because they really don't want to read.
People in the legislature.
Because
yeah, they don't. That's never going to go anywhere.
Now I have an excuse. I didn't have time to read it.
Yeah, and they told me it was good, and I didn't know all that was in there.
If it's a good bill, you get a pat on the back. If it's a bad bill, well, they didn't give me time to read it.
Well, exactly. And, you know, they all do it. I mean, Democrats do it. Republicans do it. It's just the system. It's the way it's set up. You know, in my opinion, they shouldn't be waiting till the last minute to do the budget anyway.
Right.
I mean, they have 40 days, and actually, that's the only thing they have to do is pass a balanced budget. That's it. That's their only. They could go there, pass a budget the first week, and shut down and do nothing else to harm us.
Right.
Then, which would be great, I think.
Yes.
But they wait until the last minute, and they get as much other stuff in that they want to do to you, taxes, fees, whatever. And then,
is there any big stuff coming up this time? Is there any stuff big?
You know, I don't.
Big?
It doesn't really seem like there's,
like,
besides
casino,
the education.
Casino gambling.
I haven't heard a lot about that, but they.
I mean, something big.
The education overhaul will be a big controversial thing. Alan Peake's trying to get medical marijuana grown here. I think that'll be an issue. The craft beer people, they want changes to that. Oh, and they want to tweak the fireworks thing. Because right now it's very annoying. And, you know, the locals can't override the ordinance that says you can shoot them off any night till I don't even know what the time is, 11 or
right.
something like that. You can do fireworks 365 days of the year and annoy your neighbors.
That'd
and
be horrible.
They can't pass any noise ordinances that stop it so people can actually sleep.
That's the Republicans for you.
No, that's, you know, I mean,
not thinking ahead, just
I'm kind of, okay, I understand you have to have freedom, but I also understand that when you are keeping your neighbors up all night, you're kind of infringing on their rights.
Well, that's called, to me,
kindness.
That's terrorism.
Or being a good neighbor.
You know, I mean, a cop can go sight them. If you have a barking dog and the dog's waking me up 2 in the morning, you can call the police and the police will go take care of it.
Oh, that's true.
They will. So if you're shooting fireworks and keeping me awake.
It's just plain not nice.
No, it is not nice. Good morning. Church lady.
Morning, church lady.
I wanted to get Melissa before somebody started calling because I didn't get to wish you a Merry Christmas or something because you got too many calls.
Oh, hey, thank you. I hope you had a good Christmas.
I want to wish you a blessed New Year.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I wish to you. I think it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
On 4th of July, 4th and 5th, and on for New Year's, it's 2 in the morning. But I think it's a little earlier the rest of the year.
You know, I had a little dog that had seizures, and when they did that, my little dog kept me awake, and I had to get up and go to work. That was bad.
Yeah, that's not
dogs
not
don't
nice.
Like that.
They
and
don't.
It's bad in the city. The city makes all these laws, but they don't enforce them, like animal control.
Mm-hmm.
Running loose, our dogs run loose all over the place.
Yeah, don't get me started on animal control and leash laws.
It upsets me. They make these laws, and why don't they take some of that fine to people that's letting their animals run loose and getting killed and give it to the people over there to take care of the bit? I'd rather a dog would be put to sleep than to be squished under a truck or a car, hadn't you?
Yeah, that'd be better.
I thought it's more gentle.
I think
I don't like what they're doing.
I see people walking around with their dog off the leash with the leash in their hand, and I'm thinking, what?
What's she babbling about?
She's not babbling
you know
about anything.
You just hushed.
I know what she's
about
talking about.
Sarah Palin's daughter this morning.
Yeah,
he
I heard.
For Obama, and that law he's trying to sign into effect. But Obama won't do nothing about the borders, and he's not going to stop people from coming into the U.S., and the wrong people are not going to give up their guns.
Nope. He's not going to do anything about what really matters.
I know. He knows that.
He's going to take your guns away, but hey, whatever.
He's not going to take your guns away.
Yeah, I know, because he cried on TV. Whatever.
There were phony tears.
All right. No, there was nothing phony about it at all.
Somebody might care more if he didn't have a teleprompter.
Phony about it at all. Thank you, church lady. Nothing phony about it at all. You know, there was an article I saw last night. They said President Obama is the number one gun salesman in the world.
He is, because the more he cracks down on guns, the more people want to go buy them.
He's in cahoots with these people. It's just an act. The whole thing's an act.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's really, got stock in Glock or something.
He's bought shares of stock, and because they say it's doubled last
year. Well, my philosophy was if he's going to take away my guns, we got to have some guns to take away, so let's go get some more.
There's no threat of your guns being taken away. Nobody's taking
it. Oh, yes, there is. We'll talk about that in a little bit, though.
All right, got to take a break. All right, stick around, everybody.
Business Network, stock futures are lower on Wall Street and most international markets slumping on North Korean jitters. Pyongyang has claimed it successfully carried out a powerful hydrogen bomb test. If confirmed, it would be a huge jump in the country's push to improve its still limited nuclear arsenal. Also weighing on markets, a report showing weakness in China's service industries. A top Volkswagen executive optimistic about fixes for its problem vehicles, saying constructive discussions are happening with the Environmental Protection Agency and the California Air Resources Board about those diesel engines that cheat on emissions tests. And a supplier to Walmart recalling about 90,000 pounds of beef products. The Department of Agriculture says they may be contaminated with wood materials. There have been no confirmed reports of problems from eating the Sam's Choice Black Angus beef patties. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Hey guys, here at Johnny's New York Style Pizza, we understand that you have plenty of dining options. That's why we are committed to providing the best service we possibly can, maintaining a family-friendly atmosphere, and providing our customers with the freshest ingredients, including local produce and dough that's made daily. So whether you're looking for a slice, a fresh salad, a New York style sub, or perhaps a pasta dish, Johnny's Pizza is your place. Stop by and see us.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free. Just pay shipping and processing. This is a limited time offer. Call now. Call 1-800-668-1341. That's 1-800-668-1341. 1-800-668-1341.
2 days ago, I was at a coffee shop in Brooklyn debating free speech. I mentioned the left has been chipping away at our First Amendment rights for quite some time now. To illustrate my argument, I brought up All in the Family. There's not a chance that Archie Bunker would ever find a television home in 21st century America. And that brings me to Chuck Henson, the Vice Chancellor for Diversity at the University of Missouri. Mr. Henson told The Economist that the First Amendment does not protect hate speech on university campuses. So whose job is it at the University of Missouri to decide which speech is acceptable and which speech is not? And if in fact Mr. Henson is correct, which he is not, it may only be a matter of time before the Obama administration appoints a cabinet-level language czar. Free speech just isn't what it used to be, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
Was it the supersized burger that gave you stomach pains?
Order up!
Or could those nagging pains be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the food you enjoy.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Parnick Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Parnick Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Outside.
It's cold, but at least it's not raining or snowing. I guess that it will be snow.
Are you glad it's not snowing? I like snow.
Well, I wouldn't be here if it was snowing.
Oh, no, I understand that.
I'd be at home.
Oh, yeah, I would, yeah. And I would be at home.
Yes. I live in the woods now, so I'm kind of, you know.
So you would, you'd be get some milk, bread, and lock the doors? And
I'd be hunkered down.
Hunkered down. But I enjoy that. You enjoy that, though, right? I mean.
Well, if I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy that.
We're not stuck somewhere
so,
like before.
Do I hope we get a blizzard? Yes, I do. 29 degrees outside, high today, 49, low about 31.
You're going to make French toast. That's what you want to do.
I'm not going to get milk. I will never buy. I don't buy milk. I don't drink milk.
Oh, you're going to go buy beer and pizza.
Beer and no, I don't drink beer either. But pizza, I never buy. As far as the frozen or anything like that, I'll go to Johnny's and get one or something. But, as far as no, I sit home and I would. I like blizzards. Don't you like blizzards? I mean, don't you? You true?
I actually lived through a blizzard when I was a kid.
Don't you want one? I mean, wouldn't you like it if we got? Six
My memories are so vague. I was okay. So small when that happened.
But see, you were raised in Indiana, so snow's not as...
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad had to do a tunnel for our little dog, so...
You saw real snow.
I saw real,
Real
snow. We drove through 29 inches one year going up for Christmas. That was...
29 inches.
That was quite the treat. My dad was telling me, we only got 10 inches up in Indianapolis, so we had to drive through the 29 to get there. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to do
that. Yeah, no, thank you.
I don't want to drive through 3 inches of snow.
You know? I don't want to drive through half an inch. What are you talking about?
Sunny day, high 49, low of about 31. Tomorrow, high 57, low of about 42. Right now, looks like it's backing up a little bit, doesn't it, as far
it's
as...
It's not red anymore.
Well, what do you call that?
Orange.
Yeah, still from about,
not
90,
as bad.
About 92 all the way down to about the North Marietta Parkway, just kind of riding the brakes, pumping the brakes. Everybody, it's Melissa Haneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we should probably deal with the omnibus vote that happened before Christmas break. There was this article that was about Paul Ryan and why you're wrong about the omnibus, and I didn't agree with 100% of the article, but I think this person who wrote this, who I don't even know who, I think it's a woman blogger, but it was a very long, like a 5-page post. Basically, we all need to calm down, take a step back, and stop being manipulated by the media on both sides of the aisle. And I feel like there was a lot of hysteria about the omnibus. I really didn't think that it wasn't going to pass, but I think, you know, Boehner left when November, the end of October, somewhere around there. So Paul Ryan had about 6 or 7 weeks as speaker to get this passed before, and that they did a short-term continuing resolution and got it through and everything, but he really didn't have time to let the process work. Now, they're not supposed to be doing their budgets this way. They're not supposed to throw them all into a big, you know, crap sandwich and, you know, pass or fail, doomsday, all that. They're supposed to be 12 different appropriations bills, and they're all supposed to go through the regular process where everybody has a say, amendments, and they hash it out, and we will have to compromise because we do have divided government. So, and you know, you only have so many Republicans, and all the Republicans aren't that conservative, so you've got to craft something that's the best you can come up with. Well, I guess Speaker Ryan had termed it this way, that I've read some articles where he's called it a cake that was half-baked that he inherited. It was already halfway done before he even got into the process. But he put it this way, that he, when he's in D.C., his family generates trash. You know, they're back in Wisconsin. And when he comes home for the weekend, he has to take out the trash. He didn't make the trash because he wasn't there, but he gets home and he has to take out the trash. He called this process that they were going through for the omnibus taking out the trash. It's the last act of a horrible speakership of John Boehner. Not that he said this, but this is what I'm calling it. And he just had to take it out. But then his other comment about this issue was, never again. He's not doing it this way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They got the best that they could. They got a few things in that were good. And I've got a list of about 37 things that are called, what do they call it? None of the funds is what Jamie Dupree says. None of the funds shall be spent on, you know, there's 37 different things that money in the budget cannot be spent on. One of them's closing Guantanamo Bay. There's a whole bunch of them. But basically, we got a few things, and I had kind of been warned about this in advance. Don't expect to get a lot. We'll get a few things, but going forward, they were wanting to just get this one out of the way and then start doing regular order and do the 12 bills separately and not, I mean, right now, it's a crisis. We're either, you know, that you're backed up to a wall. You have to either pass it or shut down the government. Well, that's not really a good place to be for anybody, because we shouldn't ever have gotten to the point, they use that to pass things that are bad. We should have never gotten to the point where that was an issue in the first place. So, our own congressman, Loudermilk, is taking a lot of heat for eventually voting for it. He didn't agree with a lot of the bill, but there were some dirty tricks being played on Georgia by the senior senator from Alabama, Richard Shelby, put in some things in there that would have basically caused us to lose the water war, because the feds would have then been involved. And we would have been restricted. You know, they've been, Alabama and Florida have wanted us to go back to 1955 water level uses, usage. We have a lot more people here than we used to. And it would have led to rationing of, you know, Lake Allatoona. And North Georgia would have been devastated by whatever it was he put in. So the Georgia delegation, Republican and Democrat, got together and got that part amended out and basically kept the feds out of the water war. Because we've been working through it through mediation and through the court system to try and make sure people here still get to drink and, you know, flush their toilets and use all the water that they need, because we have some reservoirs here that we've put into place. They want the, you know, water for the little fishies that are in the Apalachicola Bay or whatever. So once they got the bill amended, it became very complicated for our congressman, because there is a Jeffersonian rule that says if a congressman, or, well, any congressman, gets a bill amended, he's honor bound to vote for the final bill. So he was kind of in a catch-22. They needed to get that water provision out of there because it was so horrible for Georgia. But then, you know, not liking a lot of the other stuff that's in there, he was still honor bound to vote for it. Now, people are upset about some of the funding that is in there.
Planned Parenthood.
Well, okay, but there's another bill. The bills they pass after this will override that. So they've got the bill that's working through, that's going through reconciliation, cannot be filibustered, that would defund Planned Parenthood, and that would deal with another issue that escapes me right now. It's in my stack somewhere, but they will pass that, and I think, I mean, Obama will probably veto it, but they've got some other things in the works that would override parts of this, and they did get the oil export permanent, that we can permanently export oil, which is a good thing.
You like, I think all this comes down to, and you like Barry Loudermilk.
Okay, here's what it comes down to. I trust Barry Loudermilk. Okay, here's the deal. I've probably allowed myself to be manipulated over the years by the media on my side, and not asking the actual congressman himself what's going on, you know, Phil Gingrey, his predecessor. What the difference is I actually have a little bit more hope that things are actually going a better direction because of the behind-the-scenes things I'm hearing, because I trust him and his staff, and I know his staff, and I know where their hearts are, and I know what their aim and goal is. So I guess that's why, if I didn't know him, I probably would not be as trusting that there are good things going on.
What I'm hearing is what people are saying. They're even, you know, diehard Republicans, diehard conservatives, they're very upset with Barry Loudermilk.
I'm sure they are.
And they're upset with him because, you know, he said he wasn't going to vote for Boehner.
He did vote against Boehner.
Okay.
You don't want to listen to that.
Okay.
But he did.
Right. Okay. And they also, he was steadfast against Planned Parenthood.
And he still is.
But he funded it.
No, it didn't change. Okay. What happened is it didn't change, but they are working to defund it a different way.
He's saying one thing and doing another.
But see, you're saying that, and that's what the perspective, but people aren't getting all the pieces. They're not seeing that there are other things in the works, that you can't just attack these things on one strategy. It can't all just be in the big omnibus. You have to do end runs. You have to do, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Amazing Grace. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's about William Wilberforce trying to get rid of slavery, and every year he put forth the bill just to get rid of the slave trade, and it didn't work, and for 15 years they just didn't get any of it done. So they did a bunch of studying, him and his allies that were studying this issue, and they came back and they said, we cheat. And they weren't meaning actually cheat. They were basically saying, there's more than one way to get this done. So they put in a little benign bill that seemed like it wouldn't do anything about not being able to board, or being able to board certain ships. I don't know. I can't remember the exact mechanics of it, but basically it was a bill that seemed like it didn't do much, but the end result was getting rid of slavery. Same thing with the red light cameras when Barry Loudermilk was in the state house, or state senate, I believe. They wanted to get rid of the red light cameras, but they couldn't just get rid of the red light cameras, so they used the issue of safety to increase the yellow by 1 second, which seemed like a no-brainer to do that because it, all their arguments were about safety. The net result was getting rid of the red light cameras, whereas the one direction didn't work, this other direction did. And
right.
And I think what people don't see, and they'll maybe see over time, is that they're attacking these issues from multiple directions. And I think we just all need to take a step back and give Paul Ryan more than 7 weeks before we're ready to string him up and replace him.
I like Paul Ryan.
I think, you know, you have to give him a chance to actually grow into the job. And I think I understand why people are mad, because there were media outlets on our side that, you know, made it sound like doomsday, the end of the world. But I just feel like there are some things behind the scenes going on that, if we give it time to work, then there are some good people there. They're trying to come out with a vision. And Paul Ryan himself has talked about how we need to come up with a vision. And Congressman Loudermilk said this when he first got there. We need to be known for what we're for instead of what we're against. And they're trying to make a vision so that there's something people can buy into and then start working towards it. But it's going to take time. It's slow. We didn't get in this mess overnight.
All right, right back here.
Election headquarters. Dr. Ben Carson this week becomes the third GOP candidate to detail a flat tax proposal. Carson would set the tax rate for everyone at 14.9%.
No deductions, no loopholes applies to everybody across the board, because go back to the Constitution, recognize why taxation exists. It's because we need money to run the government. It's not to control people's behavior.
Carson's flat tax differs from Ted Cruz's, which sets two rates, 10% for individuals and 16% for corporations. Cato Institute economist Chris Edwards calls the Carson plan the best of all the candidates so far.
The biggest winners, frankly, would be American workers, because the Carson plan dramatically reforms the tax code.
Former Obama administration economist Austin Goolsbee says the flat tax has never gained much traction. In Washington, Doug McElway, Fox News.
Welcome to Wheel of Justice. I'm Lise Wheel. A study released in 2012 found that the aggregate cost of prisons in 2010 in the 40 states that participated was $39 billion. The annual average taxpayer cost in these states was $31,000 per inmate. That's a good chunk of change. And as with most things, it's probably safe to assume that this price tag has gone up since then, which might be why states have started to sue for room and board. Take the state of Illinois. A 1982 state law allows Illinois corrections officials to sue inmates for their periods of incarceration. But until recently, it seems like this practice was rarely used. For example, the number of lawsuits against inmates jumped from 2 each in 2012 and 2013 to 11 in the first 10 months of this year. Since 2010, Illinois has sued 31 former inmates or parolees. 14 cases were dismissed, but the state still has recovered more than $500,000 since 2010. Some who are charged with a crime may find themselves charged for their stay in prison, too. I'm Lise Wheel, Fox News.
And what's great about Sixes Tavern? Monday night football, open mic night every Tuesday, team trivia on Wednesdays, and bike night on Thursdays. And we have the best, and I mean best, live bands anywhere every Friday and Saturday night. On top of all that, you can watch your favorite college and NFL teams every weekend on over 20 big screen TVs. Did I mention the food? Good. Life is great at Sixes Tavern.
Hi, welcome to CC's.
Come in to CC's Pizza today, where you can enjoy our endless pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert buffet. Always a great value and always delicious.
What are you waiting for?
All the pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert you want for one low price. In the Cherokee Place Shopping Center off Main Street in Cartersville, we also cater or you can pick up pizza to go. CC's Pizza. Endless pizza, endless value.
Minutes after 8. Warming up, 31 degrees outside. Today's high is going to be around 49, overnight about 30. Sunny day, and looks like it's, even all those problems out there on 75 look like they're fading away. Still a little slow around Chastain, right past the merge, but it, you know, clears up almost immediately after the 575-75 merge. Everybody, it's Melissa Haneke. You're more than welcome out there, 770-382-1270. If you have an opinion on any of this, want to hear from you, 770-382-1270. Melissa Haneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
I guess we should talk about Obama and his gun thing.
It's a great idea.
The last few minutes. It's not a great idea.
He's going to go down as one of the great presidents.
You know
ever.
What? Like yeah. you were saying, he's like a good gun salesman. He really is.
He's the best in the world.
So I guess in that respect, that's good. You know, a funny thing. I was talking to my 14-year-old of all things when I was getting articles yesterday, and she said, you know, that's not constitutional. Those executive orders.
Hold on a second. Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Morning, Les. I'm glad you're here to try to straighten him out.
I know.
Listen, now, all this executive order stuff, it's not about gun violence.
It's about being a king.
It's just like the Affordable Care Act.
Yep.
It's about control.
Yep.
Because if he wanted to do something about gun violence, he would go where the problem is.
Like Chicago?
If you look at who commits murders, 52% of the murders are committed by young black males between 18 and 34.
We also have a large number of suicides. Now, you tell me somebody who's bent on suicide, if they don't use a gun, that they're not going to go find, you know, hook up a hose to their tailpipe or take some pills. I mean, you know.
That was a racist comment you just said there, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, what did you just say?
Quoting statistics is racist?
That 52% are black males. Racist comment, dude. Yeah, go
You've
ahead.
You been to Chicago?
Okay, you're American. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, African-American. Young African-American.
Okay.
So, how is that racist, to quote statistics?
No, it's not racist. I'm just messing with you.
That's his specialty.
If we want to solve a problem, go where the problem is.
Okay.
Because we have a nanny state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Republican,
no,
by the way.
No, it's Democrat.
You know daggum well.
No, I don't.
That was created by Lyndon Johnson.
Yep. They want to control your life from the womb to the tomb.
You know, everybody
wants to tell us what we can eat, what we can wear, and what we can say.
Who was it? What party were mayors that wanted to restrict the soda content? Oh, I think they were Democrat and independent.
If you look at where all the crimes are and the crime-ridden areas,
Democrat cities.
What have they been run by for the last 50 years?
That would be Democrats.
That's right. If you look at the reason why, a big proportion of the reason why these places have crime is because that fatherhood has been discounted and done away with.
Look at Chicago and Illinois. They have a lot of shootings in Chicago, and doesn't Illinois have one of the strictest gun control laws anywhere?
You know, try to buy a gun legally.
Or New York City.
You know,
you can't carry in New York.
Republicans right now are yelling, Constitution, it's the Constitution.
I always yell the Constitution.
I know you do.
You know I love the Constitution.
I know, and everybody does.
All Republicans do.
Republicans are not conservative.
But, when George Bush was president and all said he wanted a wiretap,
I wasn't for that.
All the Republicans.
No, wait.
David.
Lindsey Graham and John John McCain went along with that, but the people were like, yeah, I just don't know.
When he's out there torturing people, everybody's, okay, you need to torture.
Waterboarding is not torture. You know what torture is?
They actually, don't they waterboard special forces during their training so that they know how to handle training or torture in other countries?
People died. Okay, they killed people out down in Guantanamo. They killed people.
Oh, please.
You know they did. This was our...
Oh, give me a break. Let's blame Bush for all the woes in the world.
No, I'm just telling you. You pick and choose.
No, we don't. You know what? No, we don't.
Dropped two atomic bombs on Japan. He was a Democrat. What's your point?
See, here's the thing. You want to say that people have not been for the Constitution, but people like me have been for the Constitution before it was cool to talk about the Constitution.
Well, it's just like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is all for background checks and everything, and they're all for it, but all of a sudden Obama takes it and he actually...
No, this isn't about background checks.
It's about the process and about the fact that he's not the king, and like my 14-year-old told me yesterday, the executive orders, he's only allowed to regulate federal agencies. He can't touch the people with an executive order.
As far as executive orders,
it's illegal.
He's had half as many as Reagan.
When we have President Trump and he comes in and he makes an executive order about the illegal
Trump.
Well, I prefer President Cruz.
Right.
I'd much rather say President Cruz.
He
comes in and say with his executive order that okay, if you pull somebody over and you suspect that they're illegal, you can run
a check.
Check them out. And if they're illegal, they get deported.
Immediately. Didn't Eisenhower deport a bunch of people? Operation Wetback.
Yeah, the name for that, too.
That's what it was called. That's a completely
Operation Wetback?
Operation Wetback. Look it up.
Yes, it was.
But, I mean, a lot of them self-deported after he started deporting a bunch of them. But, I mean, look, President Cruz would tear up all the illegal executive orders on the first day.
Republicans didn't even know what an executive action was until President Obama came along.
Part of that is the internet. That people weren't very well educated till the internet opened things up and they could find more things
now
out.
Now everybody's an expert.
There are good and bad things about technology.
All right, see, everybody's an expert on the Middle East.
I agree with you there that it is kind of hard to draw the line, but it's easier to find out information now.
Yes, it is easier to do research. It is.
And, you know, my family had a 16-week class on the Constitution. It was a family-integrated, all-ages class, so that's where my 14-year-old learned these fabulous things. But, I mean, you need to know it. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, we learned about the Constitution, but we never actually read the Constitution. We learned about the Declaration of Independence, but I had no idea how long it was until I was an adult and I actually read it. If we actually taught these things, then people would be more outraged by the spying. People would be more outraged by...
Who knows the Constitution better than Obama? He taught it.
And he thinks it's a horrible document.
He's a constitutional...
He hates the Constitution.
He's a constitutional attorney.
He hates the Constitution. Being an attorney doesn't mean you're a good person.
He's a constitutional attorney.
He knows the reason he studied it
in college.
The reason he knows it is because he wants to destroy it. That's why he taught it. He taught everything he thought's wrong with it. So let's not go there. Just because knowing something isn't believing something. He doesn't believe in it like we do.
Or he's the one that actually knows it, and everybody else is just an opinion.
He knows it so he can figure out ways to get around it. That's why he studied it, so he could figure out how to use it to his advantage or destroy it.
Melissa, we'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
All right, see y'all. This is David Paul. Join me every weekday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on AM 1270 WYXE, Cartersville, Georgia.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Did North Korea do what it claims? An underground nuclear test, State TV hails as a success. The supposed hydrogen bomb registered like a small earthquake.
A serious challenge to world peace and security.
With South Korean Vice Minister Lim Sung-nam, China and Japan also condemned the test that hasn't been verified yet, and some nuclear experts are still skeptical. The UN Security Council will meet in 2 hours. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has U.S. reaction live from Washington.
Well, it will take time to verify the claim, but State Department spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. will respond appropriately to all North Korean provocations. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is blaming China, telling Fox and Friends.
They have total control over North Korea, and China should solve that problem. And if they don't solve the problem, we should make trade very difficult for China.
GOP candidate Marco Rubio says the president has been standing idly by while North Korea expands its arsenal. Dave.
Rachel, U.S. forces remain on the ground in an area of Afghanistan where the Taliban attacked yesterday, killing one special operations soldier and wounding two others. They're no longer trapped, surrounded by the enemy.
More than a dozen U.S. troops and a rescue helicopter flight crew had been trapped inside a compound for hours after being attacked. The scene inside the compound, according to a senior U.S. defense official, was, quote, harrowing.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. The U.S. has conducted a dozen airstrikes to support forces on the ground. The House votes today on another attempt to dump Obamacare. It would also defund Planned Parenthood.
Republican leaders successfully engineered what's called a budget reconciliation bill to get around a filibuster in the Senate and pass an Obamacare repeal with a simple majority. The Senate did that last month. The House does it today.
You want to talk about flogging a dead horse, trying to kill health care.
New York Democrat Louise Slaughter chiding Republicans for spending time on an effort sure to be vetoed by President Obama.
Fox's Jared Halpern. 401ks could take another beating today. Stock futures are way down.